Megan Mulford.
It's time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Well, it's been a night of tremendous basketball here at the Nola Gymnasium, and this second game of the night should be no different, as in the men's contest here in the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Central Methodist. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, as he's done all night, and does like almost every night in the CARE Sports studio. Joseph, we appreciate all the good stuff you do for us. Tom Counts will be here, and in this game, well, this is part of the logjam in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and these teams are absolutely packed up. In the south side of the conference, Evangel is 8-5, okay? Then you've got Central Methodist 7-6, Benedictine 7-6, Park is 7-6, Baker 7-6, going through the way, Mid-America is 7-6. So you've got all but one team within one game of first place, and you've got five teams tied for second. What that means is it's a huge game for both of these ball clubs here this evening. And with that said, let's take a look at the starting lineup, shall we? First of all, for Central Methodist and longtime head coach Jeff Sherman, we're going to be starting Tim Cameron. He's a 6'4" senior from Norcross, Georgia. You're also going to find Isaiah May, a 6'5 sophomore from Belleville, Illinois. A surprise starter tonight, it is going to be Trent Lyles from Sedalia. He's a 6-foot sophomore starting in the ballgame. You'll also find Jonathan Brown, sophomore 6'3 from London, England. And rounding it out out of Queens, New York, the 6'6" redshirt senior, Bodie Kamara. Central Methodist is led in scoring by Jonathan Brown. He averages almost 19 a game. Cameron and Kamara, also double-figure guys. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Mooney, associate head coach John Peer. Benedictine is going to be starting ninth-year Scott out of Topeka, Kansas. He's a senior at 5'10". Out of St. Joe, Missouri, Jaden Bristol, a 6-foot senior. Out of St. Joe, Missouri, Matt Austin, a 6-foot senior. Out of St. Joe, Missouri, Saxton Thuston, a 6'2 senior. And rounding it out from St. Louis, Missouri, checking in at 6'7", senior Eric Cruz. For Benedictine, you've got three of those guys in double-digit scoring. Matt Austin averaging almost 15 a game, over 12 for Bristol, and almost 12 for Eric Cruz. Speaking of Eric Cruz, he's going to step into center circle to jump it off for Benedictine. As the Ravens are in the home whites with black and red. Central Methodist is in black with white, and it's horrible. And, by the way, as far as the conference rules are concerned, absolutely illegal uniforms that the ladies wore. These are fantastic uniforms and a joy to watch out on the court. The ball goes up. The tip is away. Ravens control it down, and we're underway. I say illegal uniform because conference bylaws indicate that there must be sharply contrasting colors between the background jersey color and the numbers color, and they are not. Much like the Central Methodist football uniforms, also horribly, horribly wrong. Benedictine with the basketball, and we're underway. Ravens running a little motion to begin things here tonight. 12 on a shot clock. Dice here. Over to the right side to Bristol. Going to watch and see how Jaden's ankle holds up. 7 on the shot clock. Ball going to be knocked out of Eric Cruz's hands into the Eagle bench. And for BC, with 6 on the shot clock, Saxton Thuston will be inbounded. Out on top, it'll come to Matt. Austin on the right side to Bristol. 3-2. Jaden just had to take a shot. Doesn't go in. And the rebound cleared away by CMU. Cameron coming down with the basketball. And we're looking for Matt Austin to break out of what has been a 2-game shooting slump. Matt just doesn't do that. We're spoiled by his great shooting. And we'll see how he's feeling out here tonight and if he's able to get that push off and get his shot to fall. The ball lost out of bounds at 19-17. To play here in the first half. Those score on the board. CMU brings it in. Shot clock to 20. They work it off to the top, getting it there to Cameron. Cameron dumps it over to the left side. Backing in. Pushing against Cruz. Nothing there. Back on top. The three launched and struck by Isaac May. CMU will break out on top 3-0. And we're just a minute into the game. Back up the floor with it. Here comes Benedictine, down to the baseline right to Cruz. He looks in, nothing there. Back out on top of the mat, over to the left to Nicer. Pass in the middle of Saxton and reaching around him. It's going to be batted away by Kamara. And the other way they go, the driving layup is up and good, and quickly CMU breaks out on top, 5-0. That bucket by Jonathan Brown. Remember, we talked about him. A big scorer for this team. Ravens will get it across midcourt, into the forecourt. Here's Bristol, kicks it over to the right to Matt. Austin works his way to the center, no room, comes back out on top. Shot clock at 15, still plenty of time. One hand push pass over to the left side to Saxton. Thuston working in front of the Benedictine student section. Here's the driving shot in the lane. Nice here, knocked to the floor. No foul called. Now the ball ripped out of Saxton's hands. No foul called. Transition by CMU. The dish to the right, the three buried. Knocking it down from deep in the corner is going to be Jonathan Brown, and he's got a quick 5. Ravens in trouble early, getting it 8-0. We're at 17:50 to go here in the opening half. Bristol will bring it down and kick it over on the right side to Matt Austin. Back on the top to Saxton. He'll go into the lane. E. Cruz rotates, shot up. He gets hacked, and they're going to say no foul. They got all ball, according to the official. It's going to go out of bounds back to Central Methodist. It's all Eagles in the early going. 17:40 to play in the first half. And Central Methodist has hit their last 3 shots down the floor. Eagles will bring it back up topside. That's going to be Cameron with the basketball. Little juke move. Dumps it off in the middle. And nice job by Cruz to anticipate the pass. Batted away. And here comes Benedictine coming the other way. It's Nicer into the forecourt. To Cruz on top, who didn't expect it coming. Turnover on the other end. A foul by Bristol. And Jaden Bristol comes away from committing that foul, limping. We're going to get Jaden Timmy coming in. The official grabs Timmy by the arm and drags him back. Says, wait a minute. You may come in, but between free throws, not prior to the first one. Central Methodist coming to the free throw line here, taking their time. It's going to be Brown leaning. But Kamara leaning in and knocking it down, and Kamara will have his first point of the game. Kamara is not a good free throw shooter particularly, 62.1% on the season. And 36-58, that one rolls around. It is no good. Cruz with a rebound, and the Ravens trail by 9. In fact, Benedictine now down 9-0, 3 minutes in. Nice here, Scott, left side, skips it over. Timmy is coming to the game for Bristol. And again, Jaden struggling with that ankle injury that he sustained, over a week ago. Here's a feed into the lane. Timmy goes up, has it rejected. Rebound, Central Methodist. Eagles are going to take it down and bring it down the right side. They'll take it to the free throw line, trying to back in. Nothing doing there. Backs it out on top. The go for 3, and it's up and in. And the Ravens, they're in trouble. They need a timeout. They're going to take it right here. Taking a break with Coach Moody. Coming here, 16, 38 to go in the opening half. CMU 12, Benedictine nothing.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only one other game going on around the Hunter American Athletic Conference tonight. Culver Stockton has traveled all the way across the state of Missouri. They are at Graceland. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch here early in the ballgame. But that said, just 3 minutes in, 3.5 minutes in, Benedictine is trailing it 12 to nothing. Ravens have only gotten 3 shots away, one each by Scott Timmy and Houston. Here comes the Raven offense, and Benedictine with the same 5 out there. Scott Timmy, Austin Cruz, Houston. Saxton dishes over to the left side to Eric. He's down in the corner, cuts across to the free throw line. Back out of top, Nicer alone, a 3. It's good, and the Ravens are on the board. Nicer Scott gets Benedictine in the scoring column with 16-13 to go, and they're back to within 9 now. So a one-hand push pass, the 3 is set sail. It misses, rebound tipped around, and Saxton is able to get upstairs, pull it down himself, and he's going to accelerate into the forecourt. Goes over to the left side to Timmy. Back out on top, it's going to come to Matt. Austin can't get a shot away. Very quickly defended by Trent Lyles. Lyles, again, a surprise starter here tonight for CMU. Matt will go to the left side. Saxton for 3. And rebound down to Central Methodist. Kamara pulls down the rebound. Back the other way we will come. Kamara from Queens, New York. Out on top, the 3, it's up and good, and just buried, and Jonathan Brown. We mentioned it briefly in the pregame, as he is the leading scorer for this team, averaging over 18 a game. Well, he's well on his way to that. He's got 8 already, and we are not 5 minutes in. Here's Matt Austin for 3. There it is, Matt Austin! So Benedictine has 6 points on a couple of three-point shots, and it is 15-6. 14:50 to go. First half. Central Methodist has scored 5 of the last 6 trips up the court. That shot is up, and it's no good, but an offensive rebound is cleared away. The feed in and the lob into the corner is wild, but saved inside by the Eagles. Back over to the left side, it's going to come. Brown will kick it in, dish it over, 3 for Lyles, no. Rebound, and there's over the back, and a foul by Kamara. The foul is going to be on Bodie Kamara. It will be his first. That is the first foul by Central Methodist this evening. Benedictine, and Jane Bristol's back in. They'll take out Eric Cruz now. And bring in Tyson Caffey. You've also got Chris Jackson in the game. So let's just set that Raven 5 real quick. Jackson, Bristol, Timmy, Austin, Caffey. Here's a runner. Matt Austin driving 2. And Matt at 5 points. It's 15-8. Benedictine battling. There's the pass. Thrown away. Ravens are going to have a back in on the far side. Timmy's going to bring it in, and Bristol's going to bring it up with 13:58 to play in the opening half. CMU is going to go to the bench, and this is a big man game for the Eagles. Checking in for Central Methodist is going to be Thomas Sewolu, a 6'8" freshman, also from London, England. So Coach Sherman has a real connection somehow to Great Britain. Here's Matt Austin for 3. That one will not quite drop, and the rebound down Eagles. 13.5 to go in the opening half. Central Methodist with the ball, trailing it by 7. Little collision in the middle, and the shot is going to be up. It's no good, and the rebound is going to be on the floor. Bodies flying all over the place. This game is a little wild right now. We're going to get a Central Methodist foul. It's going to be on Trent Wiles. Nice to have a chat with Lady Raven head coach Chad Folsom just prior to the guys' game. It was nice to talk to him. Tough, heartbreaking loss for his ladies as they battled so, so hard tonight. Here's a backdoor, and a layup is up and good. Tyson Cassie for 2. Tyson makes it now 15-10, and suddenly Benedictine is right back to within 5, down a dozen a moment ago. Accelerating to the right lane, the shot is going to go up, and somehow it's going to go in for Timmy Cameron. Cameron has 5, 17-10. CMU. We go inside 13 to go in the half. Bristol comes up the floor, plays off the screen, goes to the left side of the free throw line, gets it back behind him to Matt Austin, up the three-point circle, but being defended very quickly. It'll come back again to Bristol. Left side, Chris Jackson, look away pass, Timmy gets it up and in. Chris Jackson the assist, Timmy the plus one. The foul is going to be on Timmy Cameron, Central Methodist. It'll be now for CMU. We're going to have another addition. And as I scan out there, we pick up the number of a typical starter for this team, Marcus Anthony. Free throw, up and good. So Jaden Timmy will complete the conventional three-point play, and Benedictine draws closer. It is now 17-13. BC is within 4. 12 and a half to go in the opening half. I mentioned Marcus Casey. He is a 6'2 freshman out of Jefferson City, Missouri, and CMU pops and hits a 3. 20-13. I'll tell you what, the Eagles are just a hard, hard team to slow down. That bucket was good by Isaiah May, his second 3 of the evening. Here's Matt Austin with it up top side. Goes to Tyson Cathy, free throw line. Back over to the right to Chris. Jackson would like to get the 3 away. Instead, feeds in the middle of Tyson Cathy. Feeds it across, and Benedict is going to throw it away. Tyson Cathy was looking to find a cutting Jaden Timmy. Jaden didn't think the ball was coming to him. Wasn't ready for it. Didn't have the hands up. Ball's going to get out of bounds. Raven's going to try to drop back on defense with 11:50 to go. In. Eagles leading at 20-13 here in Atchison tonight. We are not halfway through the opening half yet. Here's a 3 from the line. See him back at the rim with a long rebound. Pulled down Bristol. Shot missed by Anthony Brown, or Jonathan Brown. Jonathan Brown, Ravens coming up with it. Bristol, coast to coast, drives and shoots and gets fouled. He's coming to the line. That foul is on Central Methodist and Zawolu. Free throw for Jaden is up and good, and Bristol has his first point. Jaden Bristol, good free throw shooter. It's about 84.5% of his shots. Ravens are going to go to the bench again, and now we're going to see Ahmad in the game. Bristol will hit both free throws. Jaden Parent is 20-15, and we're inside 11.5 to go in the half. He reaches in, knocked away to Bristol. Jaden comes up with a steal. Benedictine back up the floor. Give and go. Tyson Cathy upstairs. The assist to Bristol. Cathy with 2. Central Methodist taking a timeout. Great team playing for the Ravens, and we'll take a break with 11-11 to go in the half. It's Central Methodist 20, Benedictine 17.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Benedictine and Central Methodist out of Fayette, Missouri. Driving shot for the Eagles is up. It's no good. The rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. They're going to say it's Raven basketball. So here comes Bristol up the court. The Ravens can tie this game with a long shot. They were down a dozen. In fact, they were down a dozen before they got a point on the board. So how about that? BC back up court with it. Here's Jaden Timmy at the free throw line. Comes out on top, Chris Jackson. Starts into the lane. Kicks it out on top to Ahmad. Over to the right side to Tyson Cathy. Now the three. Jackson, nope. Rebound. Central Methodist. Chris Jackson letting go of that three-point shot, but the long rebound pulled back down by the Eagles, and CMU goes baseline. Their driving shot misses, and the rebound. Tyson. Here's Benedictine coming the other way with 10:20 to go. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half. Chris Jackson goes in, has the ball stripped out of his hands, and he's going to be fouled. And that is very quickly the second foul of the game by Thomas Swolu. It's not on Thomas. I'm going to fix this. The foul, in fact, is on Marcus Anthony. Chris Jackson coming to the free throw line for BC. His first one, no. So Chris will miss his first free throw of the game. Got one more shot coming up here. Chris is a good enough free throw shooter, 87.5%. That one is in. And he, with that, has his first point tonight. And Benedictine is within a pair at 20-18, 10-10 to go. So the Ravens have made up 10 points of that deficit already. Oh, nice pass into the middle. The shot is missed. Point blank range. And would not go in for Swolu. The feed across to Tyson Cappy. It gets away from him. The ball rolling around on the floor. Chris Jackson has it and is able to get it away. Saved by Nicer. Ravens will maintain offensive possession. 12 on the shot clock. Nicer out on top to Chris. Jackson will cut into the lane. Change direction. Goes in traffic, goes up and misses again. Chris Jackson is a shooter. He is not afraid to shoot. He will put the ball up. And now it's going to be stripped away and lost out of bounds on the other end of the court. It'll come back to Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the half. And that out of bounds is going to bring us to a media timeout. Joseph, let's do it. We're taking a break with 9:20 left before intermission in the men's game. Central Methodist 20, Benedictine 18.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
In Kansas, where you've got college hoops coming your way on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Right now, Central Methodist is being led by Jonathan Brown, a 6'3 sophomore from London, England, a transfer from Fresno Pacific University. Following him, you've got Isaiah May, a 6'5 sophomore. He's got a half a dozen on a couple of threes, and Timmy Cameron out of Loyola University. Cameron, a 6'4" senior. Central Methodist men's roster, much like their ladies' roster, is absolutely loaded with transfers in from many universities. Here's the free. They pass out of the free throw line. It's going to be batted away. CMU will take it the other way. One step, two steps, and a euro step. Rounds it out, and the layup is good by Cameron. So again, Tim Cameron from Loyola University puts that one up in. He now has 7. 22-18, Benedictine down 4. We're 8:50 to go and rolling along toward intermission. Ravens will beat it down low. Tyson Cathy, little reverse layup, and are they going to wave that off and say he traveled? And apparently they are. Pat Austin is going to come in, and Chris Jackson will check out of the game for the Ravens. Benedictine trailing of the ball game at 22-18. Chris Jackson was 0 for 2 shooting the ball, and back down the other way, the ball's going to be thrown away. That was a big hard step taken down there by CMU, and Cameron kind of planted the foot really hard. I mean, like when a coach stomps on the floor to try to get a player's attention, it was that kind of a stomp. And I think it startled his teammates. He threw the ball back to the outside, trying to set somebody up for an open shot, and it just goes into the bench or into the crowd. Ravens are going to have it back. We're 8:20 to go in the half. Tyson Caffey off the right block, feeds it out on top. Here's Matt. It's 3. No. We better go back down. Central Methodist. And Marcus Anthony clears it away. CMU kicks it all the way down to the baseline left. Anthony tries to drive in. There's no room there. Brings it back out on top to May. May will swing it around to the right side, into the hands of Brown. Brown looks down to the baseline. The dish to the left. The unobstructed 3. Way short. Rebound. Matt Austin will sweep it down. Austin coming out with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. 7:45 to go and rolling along in the first half. The game's moving along pretty quickly. And Austin's bounce pass into the middle is going to be thrown away. Coming the other direction, CMU, the driving shot, missing, and Ahmad Lewis clears it down. Jonathan Brown went way upstairs with a driving layup and then did not finish it. Here's BC and Matt for 3. Got it, Matt Austin! Matt is at 8 points, and Benedictine is within 1. It's 22-21, 7:11 to go, first half. This Raven team was down 12-0 to start the game. Back down within 1. The pass will come up to the top of the key. Down the baseline right. The dish over to the left edge. The three-point shot aired out and hit Isaiah May. How about this guy? He has hit 3 3-point shots in the game. He is 3 of 4 from the outside with 9 points. 25-21. Central Methodist at 6:40 to go in the half. Pass over to the right side again is thrown away by Benedictine. CMU is very fast on the defensive end. The dish will go over into the right corner. Push pass on top. This is his shot for 3 and another one. That is the 4th 3 of the half by Isaiah May. And we're going to get a Raven.
Want to order dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Well, as we come out of the timeout, Benedictine gets up the floor, and Harry Cruz puts up a shot, which is rejected. Central Methodist back up the floor. That block by Bodie Cameron. Now they'll feed underneath, and the lob down low, and an easy layup for Swolu. CMU has suddenly gone on a scoring binge, scoring 8 in a row, and the Ravens back down 9. 5:40 to go in the first half. Matt Austin with the ball. Benedictine has rotated its starting 5 back out on the floor. Nice here, Jaden, Matt, Eric, and Saxton. Here's a 3. Cruz can't get it to fall. Rebound is going to be Cameron. Here comes CMU. Back over to the right side. They'll take it all the way to the baseline. No room down low. Comes back out on top, Marcus Anthony. Anthony dumps it down to the baseline. Kamara backing in. Umbrusto backing in. Hook shot over to the left side. Swolu. He's in the lane, has to get out, comes back to the top to Brown, shot clock's at 7. Cutting to the right side, shot clock's at 3. The dish to the baseline, the buzzer shot. No, we get a whistle, though, prior, I think, to the shot. The foul on Matt Austin. Matt will have his first foul of the game, and for Benedictine, it'll be team foul 2. One on Jaden Bristol, one on Matt Austin. And on the inbound, we have a foul, and it's going to be on Nysir. So the Ravens with 3 fouls, oddly, 1 each on basically the 3 guards out there. We go inside, 5 minutes to go in the half, 30-21. And now we get another foul. This is going to be on Saxton, and this officiating crew tightened it up. Saxton will have his first foul. So the Ravens with 14 fouls here in the opening half. Central Methodist has committed five, and we're still at 4:56 to go before intermission. Eagles bringing it in, and they'll come way out topside. Cameron runs the motion. Nothing there. Back to the left side. Kamara into the lane. His underhand shot is going to be up and easy. Kamara. 3 points for him, and Ravens are in a little trouble now. Suddenly back down 11. Central Methodist is on a 10-0 run right now. 4.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine getting down a dozen early. Had fought back to within one. And now Matt Austin is going to turn it over. The official says it bounces off his knee. And CMU has an opportunity at its largest lead of the game. And here goes the shot. No. Rebound. Cruz comes down. And Benedictine's going to take it the other way. BC into the forward court. Here comes Bristol. He thought about the three really hard and then decided not to. Drops it back over to the left wing. Hits it out on top to Matt. Back over goes to Bristol. He will pull the trigger on a three, and it's up and short. Rebounding it down. Central Methodist and Kamara. Bodie Kamara coming up with the basketball. Dumps it over to the big man. A little bunny hop. Shot goes up. Nope. Ravens want to travel. They don't get it, but Benedictine will come down with a rebound on the miss by Suovalu. Over to the right side is Matt Austin. He will cut into the lane. Goes in, goes up. Gets fouled. Matt Austin coming to the free throw line off the foul by Marcus Anthony. Marcus Anthony, the 6'2" freshman out of Jeff City, Missouri. I think he's a Helias kid, isn't he? Yeah, Helias High School. The free throw by Matt Austin is up and good. That is his 9th point of the game. Scott is out. Cruz is out for Benedictine. Back into the left Raven lineup. Jaden Timmy and Ahmad Lewis. Matt Austin, one more shot, and that went round and round and in. 10 points already for Matt Austin. 32-23. Central Methodist out front. We're down to 3.5 to go. Again, this first half has gone very, very quickly. Over to the left side of the lane, CMU with the basketball. It's going to be Timmy Cameron with it. He thought about the three. Bristol got in front of him, denied him the shot. Back over to the left. Shot clock's at 8. Cameron still with the ball. Cuts in, brings it out. Here's a runner for 3. No. Rebound. Timmy had it. Just lost the handle on it. He goes out of bounds back to Central Methodist. 3:16 to go in the half. It'll be Eagle basketball coming and playing right in front of the Benedictine bench. They'll set the shot clock at 20. Ravens are down 9. Putting it in play for Coach Sherman's team is going to be Jonathan Brown. Out on top to Kamara. They rotate it topside. Ahmad Lewis putting on a little defense here. Now they're going to pull up for a really long three off the mark and a rebound. Tapped away and right into the arms of Saxton Thuston. Ravens up court with it. Jaden Bristol coming down the floor without the ball. It's going to be brought up by Ahmad. But first, you can see he's just walking so gingerly. That ankle is just causing him so much trouble. And yet, what a trooper. This guy does not want to be off the floor. Ravens have the ball on the right side, and they need some help. And Ahmad gets trapped on the side. Nobody comes over to give him an out, and BC will turn it back over with 2 minutes and 41 to go in the half. We getting a timeout? Yeah. Coach Sherman taking a break. Let's do it. What do you say, Joseph? 2:41 to go in the first half of the men's game. Central Methodist 32, Benedictine 23.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Lots of basketball coming up here on CARE Radio. Glad to have you with us for it all. Tomorrow night, we're going to have more basketball. High school hoops, as it is going to be MHMA and JCN here on CARE Radio. Saturday, it'll be Benedictine and Mount Mercy. And the Ravens have drawn it into this nice little homestand and going to be on the road. In, what, Cedar Rapids is where Mount Mercy's at, so Benedictine basketball Saturday afternoon. Out of the 4-4, head coach Moody and the Ravens, going to be Ahmad Lewis and Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Jaden Bristol, Saxton Thuston. Here comes CMU up the floor. Eagles with the basketball up top side. May is in the game. Isaiah May, and he has been a shooter. He's got 4 threes already tonight. Backing in. Now changing directions, and we're going to get a foul on Timmy, I think. Yep. Jaden Timmy will have collected his first foul. Benedictine has one foul each on five different guys. And a 2:22 to go in the first half. CMU brings it back into their baseline. The ball comes in off the right block, trying to get in. Great defense for the Ravens. Back out on top, it's going to come. Senator Methodist, if you've ever been to their home gymnasium, Puckett Fieldhouse, I always compare it to like a, you know, aircraft hangar for maybe B-52s. The shot blocked by Benedictine. What a job by Matt Austin to come up with the block. And the Ravens into the forecourt. It is a massive, massive concrete structure. An apparent WPA project, I suspect. As big as the Nolan Gym is here, you could put six of these in that building. And now Matt Austin is tripped, knocked to the floor. The ball is loose, picked up by CMU. Did they travel? Probably. Did they get a timeout given to them? And we're going to take a break. Timeout on the floor, Central Methodist. 1:40 to go in the half. Eagles 32, Ravens 23.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return here to the Nolan Gymnasium, Central Methodist coming out of the timeout. We'll put the ball in play. We're down to 1:35 to go in the half. It is a 32-23 Eagle lead. They will drive it to the free throw line, skip it back over to the right side, push it off on top where the three-point shot is launched, and it will be short and out of bounds where Athletic Director Charlie Gartenmeyer and College President Steve Minnis both making great play on the ball over the corner. Going to come back in again to Benedictine from over there. And entering the game to do the inbound work is going to be Tyson Caffey. And here comes Jaden Bristol. Ravens have not been able to get over the hump. Got down 12-0. Battled back, cut it to one. And then CMU has gone on a run and pushed back down to this 9-point lead. Over to the right side is Ahmad Lewis. Ravens with the basketball. Ahmad dribbles it off toward the top, kicks it over to the left side. Timmy, the long three. No, all the way around, no good. Rebound underneath, Tyson Caffey gets it to Matt Austin. 16 on the shot clock. We're in the last minute now of the half. Bristol over to the right side, skips it down. Timmy inside, up, grabbed and fouled, and he'll come to the line as that'll be team foul 7 for Central Methodist. The foul is going to be awarded to Trent Lyle for Central Methodist.
What are you saying about a bank?
So Trent Lyles, that was cool. Trent Lyles picks up the foul. The front half of the 1-1 is up. It's no good. We better come back down. He is Central Methodist. BC back on defense. Trent Lyles on this team. Out of State Fair. Ravens have had some great players over the years come from State Fair. Now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds down to the baseline. The last guy I remember, and I'm just kind of pulling this off the top of my head. The last guy that I remember maybe from State Fair at Benedictine was Curtis Ivey. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Text me up. Go to my Twitter thing and talk to me and tell me how I fit somebody. And I probably have. Here's the Ravens with the ball. 10 seconds to go in the half. BDC down by 9. They might go into the locker room off a goal. Here's a feed over the right side, and Matt Austin can't reach a very high pass off the hand of Ahmad Lewis, and Benedictine turns it over. Central Methodist with 1.4. They're just going to bring it in, and aren't they even going to try to shoot? They will. Half-court shot hits the backboard, and we go to the locker room. We'll return here to the Nolan to summarize the opening half for you as we make it to the half. It is Central Methodist 32, Benedictine 23.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good to have you back with us. When you go to the break with Guns N' Roses, how can it be bad, right? Well, for the Ravens, it's kind of bad as they trail by 9 here going into intermission, 32-23. For Central Methodist, a huge first half for Isaiah May. May, 4 of 6 from three-point range and has a dozen points to lead his team and lead all scorers going into the locker room at halftime. Jonathan Brown, hitting half of his shots, has 8 points, and also with 7, Tim Cameron on 3 of 6 shooting. For Benedictine, it's good to see Matt Austin. Thank you. Good to see Matt Austin finding the range here tonight as Matt goes into halftime with a double-digit half, 10 points. He had 3 of 5 shots in the first half. Benedictine scoring then drops off rather dramatically. It was Tyson Caffey coming off the bench to hit 4 points, 3 apiece for Nysir Scott, Jaden Timmy, Jaden Bristol with 2, and Chris Jackson with 1. It's Benedictine hitting 35% of their shots and 27%, 3 of 11 from the outside, where Central Methodist is hitting over 41% from the floor and the same percent at 7 of 17, 3-point shooting. The Ravens staying as close as they are because of 6 successful free throws in the first half. Central Methodist is 1 of 2 at the free throw line. We're going to take a little break. What do you say? Dan's team out here entertaining the crowd. You got the pep band. I'm sure they're going to strike up a few rollicking tunes as soon as this performance is over. And we'll be back shortly to bring in the second half of the mixed game. That's it. It's halftime to the Nolan. And with your intermission score, Central Methodist 32, Benedictine 23. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the CARE Radio Sports Studio.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it, from your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you the Benedictine Ravens taking on Central Methodist. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that coming up in the care calendar, we've got Marhill versus JCN tomorrow night. Join us sometime right around 6 p.m. as the girls' game will play as soon as possible in the Marhill Mount Academy Gymnasium. The men's game will play at about 8 p.m. or a little bit later. Saturday, join us as we've got Benedictine at Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. High noon is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's, 2 p.m. for the men's. Tuesday, we have a single game treat as the boys of Atchison High School Phoenix will take on Washington at 7:30 in the evening. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine College as the Ravens are on the road at Mid-America in Olathe, Kansas, with 5:30 scheduled tip for the women's game, 7:30 scheduled tip for the men's game. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look at scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have a couple of finals in the women's game. It was Culver-Stockton at 56 points to Graceland's 44. And in the game that we aired here at Hot Country 93.7, the Central Methodist Eagles beat the Benedictine Lady Ravens 56-54. Of course, you can find that game on our free website, mscsports.net, under the audio tab. Taking a look at the men's games tonight, we have currently Culver-Stockton trailing Graceland. Graceland has got 26 points to Culver-Stockton's 25, and they are currently at the half as well. Here in this game, we've got Central Methodist leading the Ravens at 32-23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The new year is here and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 1 above. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 33. Tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Lows level off around 12 tomorrow night. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. Another look at the short range, a low of 1 above tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 11 degrees in North Atchison right now. The feels like temperature is 4 degrees. We've got a light wind out of the north northwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 52%, and the dew point is negative 3 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.58 inches of mercury. Taking a look around the area, Horton's checking in at 12 currently, as is Valley Falls. Holton sitting at 13, Leavenworth at 15 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute and a half.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we've got to have you back with us here in the Nolan. Cinder Methodist is out of the court warming up, and Coach Moody is still chatting with the team. They have yet to exit the locker room, and we're 2 minutes away from the beginning of the second half. That half ended with a whimper for both teams. I mean, they both just kind of drug to intermission. For Benedictine, they hit none of their last four shots. They hit one of their last eight shots in the half. Benedictine did not score in the last 3:13. Central Methodist, not a lot better. They missed their last five shots, and they haven't scored since 4:21 to play in the half. So, it's not like these two teams are exactly setting the world on fire, putting points on the board. Here come the Ravens busting out of the locker room with a minute and a half to go in intermission. So, it'll be interesting to see what the Ravens do, what kind of adjustments they may or may not make, and Central Methodist is a team that scores some points. I mean, they will get up and down, and they will put points on the board, and yet they have 32 at halftime, and for Benedictine, 23 is all they could muster in the first half, 10 of them belonging to Matt Austin. So it'll be interesting to see how these two teams adjust in the second half. Benedictine again shooting 27% from the outside on 3 of 11 three-point shooting. 7 of 20 from the floor, and that's 35% from the floor. Ravens have turned it over 11 times in the first half. They have out-rebounded Central Methodist 17-15. And of those 17 rebounds, 15 of them were defensive rebounds. Ravens with only 8 points in the paint in the first half. But again, a 23-point first half for BC. Well, both teams are huddled up around their coaching staff. I'm not sure if any of the Raven guys got any shots taken. But we'll see what they have to say as they come out for the second half. And that look on the sideline in front of Coach Moody. It would appear to be the original starting five of Nysir Scott, Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Houston. For Central Methodist, I am seeing Tim Cameron and Trent Lyles, Isaiah May, Jonathan Brown, and Bodie Kamara. So it'll be the original starting five out there as well for head coach Jeff Sherman. These are two of the five teams tied, one game out of first place. Five teams tied for second place in the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. All of them at 7-6. The winner of this one will remain in second place. The loser of this game will tumble to, you know, fifth or sixth. So here we go. Ravens are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. We're underway. Benedictine going now, of course, from right to left across your dial in the second half. And top side with the basketball is going to be nice here, Scott. Over to the left to Saxton. Houston backs into the lane. Spinning, twisting, can't get a shot away. Goes to Matt. Back over to nice here from the baseline. The rainbow perfect. Nice here, Scott. Has a great start to the second half. And nice here's second three-point shot tonight. 32-26. Half a minute into the second half. Over to the left side with it. Central Methodist out on top. That's going to be Jonathan Brown. Brown looks to the middle, no room, kicks it over to Trent Lyles. Lyles didn't score yet in the game. Here's a 15-footer, missing. Saxton with a rebound to Bristol. Ravens are 3-on-4, up court with it. Saxton trimming the plane, gets it over to the left side, steps inside, puts it up, no, got fouled, coming to the line. It's going to be a foul on CMU, and I think it's going to be on Kamara. Yep. Cody's going to pick up his second foul of the ball game, and it'll be the first foul of the second half by CMU coming to the line for the Ravens. It's going to be Saxton, Houston, and Saxton. No point yet in the game. He's 0 for 2 shooting. First free throw of the night is perfect. And Saxton now on the board. Saxton has 4 rebounds and 1 foul. Second free throw for the lefty. Will not go in. And it's 32-27 Central Methodist. Just inside 19 minutes to go in the game. CMU with it out on top. Dumps it over to the right side. Kim Cameron. Cameron will dribble up to the top of the key. Now drive to the left side of the lane. Little behind the back pass. The ball is on the floor. Rolling. He's scooting on the floor. He rolled over. And they call a jump ball. Wow. The Central Methodist player on the ground, Isaiah May, with the ball, was sitting up, rolled over completely to his sitting position. Again, no travel call. And it's going to come back into CMU. Shot clock's at 8. The feet into the lane. Hook shot blocked by Saxton, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Jaden Bristol. He will work it into the forecourt. Swinging hands by Tim Cameron defensively. Now he swings around again, just punching. The goal foul there. They're going to say the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. 21 on the shot clock, 18:20 to go in the game. Cruz will inbound, and he'll bring it into Nysir. Scott across the midcourt. Over to the left side to Bristol. He'll start in, dump it down low to Thuston, who mishandles it, and Central Methodist is going to steal it away. Benedictine with a turnover, 2 minutes into the second half, driving all the way the length of the court. The driving layup, poorly done. Missed away. Ravens back down the court with it. Here's Matt Austin. Kicks it over to Saxton. Thuston has it blocked. Goes up. Has it blocked again. CMU's going to bring it back. Eagles run, shoot, score. So Central Methodist is able to come down to the other end of the court and stretch their lead back to 34-27. So Benedictine just gotten themselves kind of back into this. A little offense generated to begin the second half and cut into that lead. And the bucket by Jonathan Brown, and he's got 10 points in the game. 34-27, Benedictine, shot clock and single. Down low, Matt kicks it across, slaps out of bounds, and Benedictine will turn it over without having gotten a shot away. They ran the shot clock all the way down to two and then lost the ball out of bounds. Central Methodist is going to pull Cameron out of the game, and they're going to yank Kamara out and reintroduce Zuolu to the floor. And who else is coming in here today? Oh, we got a new player into the game for the first time tonight. It's going to be Jaden McGrew, a 6'3 sophomore from Garland, Texas. And on the other end, the shot is going to be up and good. As quickly as that, Zuolu has his fourth point in the Ravens trail it now. 36-27. 17 minutes to go. BC, the feed to Saxton. Underneath, the shot. Good. Houston gets the assist. And a bucket is going to belong to Tyson Cathy. 36-29, Central Methodist. The alley-oop underneath. The falling away shot blocked by Tyson. Benedictine's going to bring it the other way. Here comes Jaden Bristol up topside. He'll drive to the left, kick it over for Tyson, who did not anticipate the pass. And the Ravens, we're seeing a bit of that tonight. All these seniors that have played together for 4 or 5 years, and yet not anticipating some of the passes and some of the movement of the basketball that we've seen this evening and some unforced turnovers. Ravens trailing by 7 with 16:20 to go. Back up with it will come Central Methodist into the forecourt. McGrew. Now the Ravens with the steal and knocked to the floor. It's Matt Austin jumps up. He looks like he's okay. So here is the deal. Matt Austin comes up with a steal. Isaiah May says, man, I can't let you just steal it from me and then go to the other end with an easy layup. So he just kind of tackled him right in the logo at the middle of the floor. And that will be his first foul of the evening. And the two guys who just came into the game, coming right back out of the game as Coach Jeff Sherman has his starting five back out there with 16:60 to go. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here's Nicer. He'll go to the right side, push it over to Matt. Austin for three. Cans it. Matt Austin, 13. 36-32. Benedictine continues to battle back. Inside 16 to play. Topside with it is going to be Trent Lyles. Little one-hand push pass over to the left side to Isaiah May. He's the guy who's had the hot hand early in the game. Now the drive into the middle. The reverse layup misses. Tyson Cathy clears it away. Here comes Benedictine. That was a great rebound by Tyson Cathy, who that trip down the court got aggressive. Here's Austin for three. That one will not fall. And rebound out of bounds to Central Methodist. Nicer will get a moment of rest, and Benedictine will bring on Lewis in. CMU into the forecourt. 15 and a half left in the contest. They lead by only four. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Right into the middle of the Central Methodist bench where the Eagles are putting it back in. Trent Lyles will do the inbound. For Benedictine, Bristol, Timmy Austin, Lewis Cathy. Here comes the Central Methodist offense. Shot clock already at 20. Dropping a shoulder, trying to drive in. Little behind-the-back pass is going to be anticipated and stolen away. Bristol to Matt Austin. In, up, can't get it. Rebounding it down to CMU. Isaiah May coming up on the board. Now the transition the other way. Bristol falls to the floor. Can't draw the charge. A three from the baseline left. It's going to be up and good from deep in the left corner. And count that bucket for Johnny Brown. That'll be his third at three of the evening and his 13th point tonight. 39-32, Central Methodist at 14:50 to go. Bristol with a basketball at the free throw line, backs away for the long two. It's up, it is no good. And the rebound coming out to Central Methodist. Kamara goes the other end, and Bristol, even on the bad wheel, is able to run up and slap the ball away from behind and knock it out of bounds. Off Central Methodist, Benedictine coming back. Ravens still trail by 7, 14:30 to go. For Benedictine, they have never led in the game. Down a dozen early on. Battled back to within one, but have never been able to get over that hump. Back out, get past over to the right side to Tyson. Kathy to the left side to Matt. Austin goes three, gets three. Matt Austin. 39-35. 14-10 left. Here comes CMU, right side, off the block, shot, no, rebound, Tyson, Cathy gets it to Bristol. Dayton, in the middle of Tyson, over to Matt. Push pass across, the feet underneath to Tyson, and he loses a handle on it. Central Methodist will bring it back the other way. This is what Central Methodist wants to do. See, they want to get in that transition. Benedict cannot try to run with this team. 2 points there for Johnny Brown. That's his 15th of the game, 41-35. 13.5 to go. Matt Austin, little one-handed runner, is up and good. Benedictine taking a timeout. Let's do it. We'll take a break. 13-23 to play in the game. Central Methodist 41, Benedictine 37.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From the Ralph Bilma Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, men's college basketball with 13-23 to go in the game. And the road team tonight, Central Methodist, leads at 41-37. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, just all around taking care of whatever he's taking care of, guy. Back in the studio, Tom counts to the here court side. Nice, nice crowd on hand. You can hear the Benedictine Pep band in the background, the student section. Very, very well represented. And as always, lots of family, friends, community members, and supporters of the programs on hand here tonight. Benedict into the home white. Central Methodist in the traveling black with white. And the Ravens have gone to the bench, and we're going to see entering the game for the Ravens for the first time tonight, Jake Thompson. Jake, a 6-foot junior out of Leawood, Kansas. So the Ravens have Jake out there. And here is CMU with a basketball. A little hook pass over to the left side. Ahmad had it, lost it, grabs it, picks it up, and scoots it out on top of Timmy. Here comes Benedictine. Jake Thompson coming up the floor with it. Coach Moody's on his feet, says, get it down the left side here, Jake. Come on. Plays off a little bit of a screen. Jake starts over to the right side, crosses over, kicks it to Matt Austin on the wing. Now down it comes to Timmy. They're getting Jaden Bristol a little rest. Ball knocked out of Timmy's hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Benedictine ball at their baseline. 11 on the shot clock and 12:40 to play in the game. Benedictine, we've talked about it through the course of this game, getting way behind early, battling back, got close, and then fell back behind again. Have never led, but with lots of time left, are within 4 points here. Here's Matt Austin. Matt leans inside, kisses it off the window, but it's no good, and the rebound. Tied up, jump ball. And as it comes down into jump ball, the Ravens are going to give it back to Central Methodist with the shot clock violation. 12.5 to play in the game. So Benedictine with a great opportunity on that possession, unable to capitalize, and CMU still leading it by 4 in control of the ball. Up the floor with it comes Timmy Cameron. Cameron, a 6'4" junior from Norcross, Georgia. And now it's going to be stolen. Here comes Tyson Cathy, coast to coast, and Tyson just drops his shoulder. He goes into a defender. Everybody falls to the floor, and no whistles get blown, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. So that's not what Benedictine wanted to see there, I don't think. Back up court with it, who comes Central Methodist. Mentioned Tim Cameron. He's at Loyola University for Central Methodist. And now we've got a little scruffing around out on top, and the official out there is going to call a foul from Benedictine's Ahmad Lewis. I've got Ahmad for one foul now. That is the first foul for Benedictine in the second half. The officials have kind of swallowed the whistles. One foul now for BC, and Center Methodist has committed only two second-half fouls. Here's a pass over to the left side of the lane. Dumped back into the corner, and Eagles will bring it off on top. They'll cut down, feed to the free throw line, where the running shot is up and in. A bunker will be good for Fodi Kamara. Kamara, a transfer in from Pikeville. 11:40 left. 43-37. And at 11:38 to go, Benedictine has not scored in quite a while. Here's a three. That'll change that. What a nice shot from the outside for Benedictine to the Ravens. Staying right with them. It is now 43-40. Ahmad Lewis from way outside hitting that bucket. His first point of the game. CMU over to the left. They'll launch a three of their own. It is well short. And the rebound saved back by the Eagles. And wait, we have the official blowing a whistle. He's pointing to the floor. We're going to have a foul called against Benedictine. It's going to be on Jake Thompson. Jake picking up his first foul of the game. Raven team foul two. So team fouls are even at two apiece. And now for Benedictine, coach goes even deeper into the bench, bringing out 6'1 junior from Andover, Kansas, Braden Belt. Eagles looking to bring it in, finally get it over to the right side. CMU comes out topside, shot clock at 13, they got plenty of time. Go over to the left, pulling up from 12, it's off the way to a good. Little shot by Timmy Cameron from the left side. 10:50 to go. But now the officials are stopping the game, and I'm not sure what the problem here is. They're having a powwow among themselves out near the center of the floor. And now they're coming over to the scorer's table. There is a technical foul on Tim Cameron. So Cameron just hit that shot, his ninth point of the game, making it 45-40. And now a technical foul on Cameron. But I don't know why we're not shooting. How is that you shot free throws on a technical foul? But apparently no. So here comes Benedictine. Driving into the middle, falling away, the shot up and good from the Ravens, Jake Thompson. I know why, because it was a dual technical foul. There was also one on Tyson Cathy for Benedictine. So it was a double technical. That bucket was good by Jake. And it is 45-42 with 10 to go, and a three from the left side is going to be up and good for Central Methodist. 10 minutes to play. Eagles go back up, 48-42. Ahmad Lewis with the ball for the Ravens. Central Methodist staying in there. Player defense, here's a three, in and out, nope, rebound. Pulled down by CMU. Eagles, quickly, they love to run. Behind the back pass, into the left corner. The shot from deep in the edge, it's up and good. The Ravens cannot find themselves getting in some kind of a running match with this team. It's now, quickly, 51-42. Ravens back on offense. Out on top of it is going to be Jake. Thompson gets it to Saxton Thuston. Back to Jake again. He'll roll around to the right side, gets it to Belt. He'll go from about 16 wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be out of play, out of bounds, and we're going to get a media timeout. We're taking our under 10 break here with 9:20 to go in the game. We're in Anderson, Kansas, where the visitors from Central Methodist lead Benedictine 51-42.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop.
.920 to go in the game. 51-42, Central Methodist back in front. And the Eagles, in the last 54 seconds, are on a 6-0 run over Benedictine, and they have hit three of their last three shots. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Braves have battled. I mean, they have battled hard. They have battled valiantly. They have fought, and they have come from behind. But because him and I talk about it so often, pushing that rock up the hill after so long just becomes exhausting. That's exactly what Benedictine has been doing all night long, finding themselves trailing less than 4 minutes into the game, 12-0. And then they cut the difference to 1 point. And here in the last few minutes, they've cut it to 3 a couple of times. And now, of course, the ball is going to be slapped away by Benedictine. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And the officials are going to give the ball to the Ravens. They had a little confab. I thought maybe they were going to talk about that, but they're not. Thompson's going to come out of the ball game, and Matt Austin comes back in for BC. Austin and Thuston, Kimmy, Bristol, and Scott. There's your Benedictine five now with inside 9 minutes to play. Bristol over to the left side of Matt. Austin skips it over to Saxton. Thuston off the left side of the lane, comes back out on top. Into the corner it goes. Back out on top. Bristol, in, up, no. Rebound, Central Methodist. Ravens falling back so quickly on defense because CMU's going to push it up the floor, spinning into the lane, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul against the Ravens. It'll be the second foul of the night for Jaden Kimmy. Jaden with 3 points tonight. That will be his second foul of the evening. Benedictine's fourth foul in the second half, coming to the line for CMU. It's going to be Jaden McGrew. First free throw's up and in. Second free throw is not good. And here comes BC. McGrew, the 6'3 sophomore from Garland, Texas, puts his team up by 10. 52-42. And CMU's now on a 7-0 run in the last minute and a half. Benedictine back down the floor with it. Out on top to Bristol. Round to the left side, Chris Jackson has come in. And now Chris has the ball knocked out of his hands. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And it's fortunate for Benedictine that CMU did not hang on to it because they had slapped it away from Jackson. Ravens have not scored now in pushing 3 minutes. 8:14 to go. BC around to the right side. Here's Chris, a really long three. Oh, my goodness, he hits it. Wow, I don't know where that came from, but Chris Jackson from downtown makes it 52-45. We go inside 8. The shot from the outside, no good. Bristol rebounds it down. Gets it away to Matt. Austin quickly into the forecourt. The defense is up in a hurry. Here's Bristol for a three. Rebound, Central Methodist. Jaden Bristol struggling to get any points on the board. He has 2 points in the game on a couple of first-half free throws. He is 0-for-5 shooting the basketball, including 0-for-3 from the outside tonight. Here's a shot in the lane, batted away. Houston gets it away to Chris. Chris Jackson drives, goes in. His shot rejected. Saved by Matt Austin deep in the corner. Chris Jackson had a defender running down from behind and block his shot from behind. Here's Timmy out on top of the mat. It's a three. No. And a rebound, CMU. Matt Austin tonight getting points on the board. Just really kind of turned it around in a big way from his last two outings, but missing that one there's now 4 of 8 from the outside and 6 of 12 tonight. Matt, 18 points. Eagles with the ball down the right side. Shot clock's at 7. Shot clock's at 5. The dish right. Shot clock at 2. Here's a runner. Perfect. Just at the buzzer. Give that bucket to Fode Kamara. And it is 54-45. And Benedictine's just not finding the firepower to get some points. Here's an outside shot. Won't fall for Chris Jackson. And back up it will come Central Methodist. 6:15 to go. In the game so far, Benedictine hitting 38% of their shots. Here's a drive to the left side. Eagles punch it into the corner. That baseline three has been good to him, and they hit another one from deep in the corner. Isaiah May, his fifth three tonight. And the Ravens in trouble. As they were early in the game, they trail again by a dozen. Russo comes out. Houston comes out. Eric Cruz returns to the floor for Benedictine, as does Nicier Scott. Nicier bringing it up the floor. 5:50 to go in the game. For Benedictine, time is going to become an issue here very, very shortly. Here's Matt Austin with it. He'll work his way to the right side. Back out of top, Chris Jackson between the circles over the left to Nicier, and offensive foul. Going to be on Eric Cruz off the basketball. So Cruz will pick up his first foul. He has yet to pick up his first point. He is 0-for on the night. And back up with the basketball will come Central Methodist. 5.5 to go. They have the ball leading by a dozen. Here's a nice pass underneath, and a little alley-oop to the right side of the lane is going to be up and in. Fode Kamara. Now with 9 points, and this is the largest deficit the Ravens have faced tonight, trailing 59-45. And we've got 5:10 left. Driving in, Matt Austin shoots and scores. Count it, plus one. The foul is going to be on the Eagles, and it will be foul number 3 for Marcus Anthony. Matt Austin. Matt's been having a tremendous night offensively tonight. He's at 20 points, and the free throw doesn't go. Rebound, CMU. 59-47. As we go inside, 5 minutes to play. Eagles around to the right side, working in front of their bench, push it back out on top near the center circle. Benedictine, same little player, D. Swings it out to the top of the key, looking in, nothing going now. On the give and go underneath, crossing over, it's up and good. Timmy Cameron, 11. 61-47. And again, Benedictine treading it by some 14 points, and we're down now to 4.5 to go. Time getting away from Benedictine. Hook shot in the middle. Jaden Timmy for 2. He's got 5. And it's 61-49. 4:15 left. As they get into the forecourt, Central Methodist calling a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. What do you say? At 4:15 left in the contest, Central Methodist beats Benedictine 61-49.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
At the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus. We're down to the last 4 minutes and 15 seconds at a 9-second game, and Ravens find themselves down a dozen, 61-49. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Tom Couch here in the gymnasium, but in the KAIR-FM Horton Atchison studios, Joseph producing and engineering and doing stuff. The things, I don't even know what they are. It is so beyond my skill level and certainly my pay grade, and he handles it all. Joseph, thank you very much. Eagles taking the timeout, put the ball in play, and we're back at it. Sister Methodist lobs it over to the left side. They're in Fayette, Missouri. If you're familiar with the heartland of the Show Me State, take I-70 to Boonville and go north and kind of wind and weave and work your way through the river bottoms and into the hills, and there you'll find it. BC comes down the other way, and Matt Austin's pass knocked away and out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in with 18 on the shot clock and down to 3:45 to go. Nice here, Scott. At the baseline, looking in, skips it. Oh, and a beautiful inbound play. Nice here to E. Cruz. And Eric Cruz has his first point of the game right there at 3:37 to go. It is 61-51. The pass inside, batted, but Central Methodist getting a very fortuitous bounce. Goes right into the hands of Trent Lyles, and now it's going to be stolen away by Matt Austin. And Matt keeps getting punched and shoved, and the official's standing there watching it. It's like he's got a ringside seat at something at Caesar's Palace, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 3:19 left. It is CMU 61, Benedictine 51.
Want to own a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
From our vantage point here at the Nolan Gymnasium, you've got a bird's eye view of both benches and each time out huddle for both teams. And you would think, having watched the Central Methodist huddle right there during that break, Coach Sherman's team was the team down by double figures. Here's Eric Cruz with a shot from the baseline. It's up and hits the rim and bounces up over the backboard and flies out of bounds and comes back to Central Methodist. But certainly Coach Sherman was absolutely animated and so red in the face as he was barking at his team. He's like, you'd think that they were losing to a junior high team, not, you know, leading by 10 on the road against a quality conference opponent. Here's CMU with the basketball over to the left side. Dumps it down to the corner. The pass batted away by Nicer, and it'll be saved by Central Methodist. They come back off on top. 7 on the shot clock. Back to the edge where the three-pointers set sail and missing. And a rebound is going to go out of bounds. And it is Raven basketball. But down 10 with 2.5 minutes to go. Benedictine has its work cut out for it. You're going to see Benedictine coming up the court with a little offense-defense switch. They brought Matt Austin back in. Here's Nicer Scott with the ball. Top side right. Oh, he feeds underneath. That was an incredible laser pass from Nicer Scott to Jaden Timmy, who finished it for his 7th points of the game. It is 61-53. And we've got 2:15 to go. Benedictine down 8. Not an insurmountable kind of a situation, but they must maybe get a break or two and a couple of missed shots and a couple of hit shots. 2 minutes to go. Shot clock at 6. Down to the baseline. Underneath. No travel. The shot off the rim and good at the buzzer. Wow. Central Methodist milked that thing down. They did not. He called for the travel. Timmy Cameron picks up his 6th point of the half and his 13th of the game, and Benedictine will go cross-court pass, throw it away. 1:40 to go. Matt Austin comes out, and Ahmad Lewis comes back in. And again, the Ravens will make their offense and defense switch here. Benedictine has gotten a little bit hot. Central Methodist has stayed hot. The Ravens are down by 10. Quickly, the Eagles to the right side. They'll head toward the edge. Again, no travel call, a little scoot of the foot, no whistle. Back down to the baseline left. Shot clock's at 9. They've done a wonderful job of running the time down. Here's a feed in the middle, stolen by Jaden. Timmy Benedictine up the floor with it. Here comes Nysir. Nysir coming up from behind him. It's going to be knocked away and out of his hands and goes into the crowds on the far side. The ball will belong to Benedictine. It'll be Chris Jackson inbounding as, again, Matt Austin comes back in for his perimeter shooting skills. But we're down to a minute 11 to go. Ravens down 10. Nysir goes baseline, kicks it across to Matt, and it's going to be lost, and the Ravens are going to throw it away out of bounds down to the baseline. Minute 2 to go. It's going to be a heartbreaking loss for the Ravens here tonight as this will be their fifth consecutive loss going back all the way to the trip up to Oskaloosa with now number one in the nation, William Penn. Now Jaden Timmy will commit a foul at midcourt. It'll be putting it back in play with 58 seconds to go by Central Methodist. Goes back to that, the game back in Oskaloosa, and then now three games in this homestand. Ravens coming up short. And they have been close games. Heartbreaking losses. Central Methodist gets it into the backcourt. Ahmad tries to come up with a steal. Can't. The feed will come around to the right side, and we're going to get Eric Cruz reaching in and committing a foul. 50 seconds to play. Eric Cruz will pick up the foul. Pretty much immaterial for Eric, only his second of the night. But as the Ravens will reach team foul 7, we're going to see Isaiah May come up. Isaiah's only hit 3-point shots tonight, but he's hit 5 of them, and his free throw here is up and good. Long and short of it, Isaiah May is a shooter. He is good. One more shot coming up, and he'll hit that one. Isaiah May. Here comes Benedictine up the floor. The driving layup is going to be missed by Timmy. Ravens down 11. Timmy will commit a foul to the backcourt. 37 seconds left. It is 65-53. As we go to the other end of the floor, Central Methodist is going to send Johnny Brown up there. He's an 85.7% free throw shooter. Has shot by far more free throws than anyone on his team, and will hit the first one here. So Brown, having a phenomenal night. Second free throw, rolls in. 67-53. Ravens in the backcourt. Here's Cruz up across the timeline. Timmy to Austin. Sidesteps the defender. Goes into the lane. His shot off the window was good. Matt Austin. His night has been a bright spot for Benedictine this evening. And the Ravens commit another foul, trailing by a dozen with 20 seconds left. And this would be Eric Cruz again. Matt Austin tonight, 22 points. Free throw is up and in. And how about that? Trent Lyles, who starts for this team, scores his first point of the game with 20 seconds to go. Second, good. He will get them both. 69-55. Here's a shot, Chris Jackson. He'll hit it for three. Chris Jackson, 69-58. And the Ravens are going to foul immediately. And now we're in the double bonus. And that foul is going to be on Jaden Timmy. That'll be, I suspect, his fifth. And Jaden's going to foul out here at the end of the game with 11 seconds left. 7.9 for Jaden. And again at the other end of the floor. Two free throws, and the first one will not go in for Trent Lyles. So Benedictine, no time to circle the wagons. They will be leaving it tomorrow for Saturday's game. This free throw is good. 70-58. Ravens could get a shot off, and Nysir is going to be allowed to go in and lay it up and in, and that should about do it. Final score here tonight, Central Methodist 70, Benedictine 60, and we'll be back to sum it all up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned, our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you from the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight Central Methodist led from the start. The Ravens battled and pushed and fought their way through the game and were able to cut the gap to as little as one, but never were able to take a lead and come up short tonight. 70-60 for Central Methodist. It was a big night for Isaiah May. He had 18 tonight, 20 for Jonathan Brown. It was double digits also. Timmy Cameron with 13. Fody Kamara, 9. The leading scores there for CMU. For Benedictine, let's see if we get the home stats to come up. There they are. Wow. Nice to see Mount Austin getting the range found once again. So for Matt, a good game. 22 points for Matt Austin on 8 of 14 shooting, including 4 of 8 from the 2 of 3 at the free throw line. He was the only Raven to be able to reach double-digit scoring this evening. You had Nysir Scott was the second leading scorer at 8, 7-9 for Chris Jackson and Jaden Timmy. Jaden fouling out in the waning moments of the ball game. A half a dozen for Tyson Caffey. For BC then, it was Ahmad Lewis knocking in 3 points, two each tonight. For Jake Thompson and Eric Cruz and Jaden Bristol. Saxton Thuston with one. So for Benedictine, you get some guys who you're supposed to get scoring. And good news was Matt Austin scores, but when you have Saxton with one, Harry Cruz with two, Jaden Bristow with two. That is not getting the Ravens the points that they are used to getting from some of those guys. Although they still end up with 60 tonight, holding a very high-scoring Central Methodist team to 70 this evening. First half of the game, very defensive-minded. I mean, it was a 32-23 lead for Central Methodist at halftime. And defense was doing pretty well. And the Ravens end up scoring, what, almost 40 second-half points, though, for BC. They made some adjustments, did some things, and but still, unfortunately, coming up just a little bit short in this one. And getting right away back out of the road Saturday afternoon. They're going to be early games. Of course, you'll hear them here on CARE Radio. The ladies' game is going to be a noon tip-off up in Cedar Rapids. So we'll have that one at 12, and then at, ideally, tentatively, the guys' game coming up at about 2 o'clock. Tomorrow night, I don't care, we've got high school hoops. It'll be Morehill Mount Academy and Jefferson County North. So you'll hear those here on Care of the Ladies game, depending, you know, about 6-ish, sometimes a little bit later than that as they have to utilize a single gymnasium facility, maybe closer to 6:30. Then next week, we've got hoops just pretty much every night. Stay tuned here to Care Radio and keep you up to speed on all of those things going on. Opening game tonight, it was a heartbreaking loss for the Benedictine Lady Ravens as they battled hard, but came up just a tiny bit short as they fell this evening 56-54 to Center Methodist to pick up their 20th win of the year. CMU, very, very good, 13-2 in the conference. So with that, and as we're waiting, we're going to stick around here as we'd like to do because we'd like to get a chance to hear from Head Coach Moody. We're going to down here and see what final scores we've got in so far here tonight as we get all ready to the 3rd of February. The other game going on tonight, it was Culver-Stockton going over to Graceland. We talked about that earlier, and they did not have any difficulty with that, winning it by a dozen, 63-51. Now, those games were ones that were going to be last night, and they pushed them to tonight. The original Wednesday night games that were played, it was a 3-point win for Grandview, guys, over Clark, 80-77. And then, if you're one of those people that like 2 points, well, Oskaloosa, that was your place. William Penn defeated Mount Mercy last night, 112-94. You score 94. That's good news. Bad news is you still lose by about 20. So it was 112-94, Penn over Mount Mercy. This Saturday around the conference, thank you so very much. This Saturday around the conference, it is a full slate. We mentioned the early themes as the 12-2 games will find Benedictine at Mount Mercy. You'll hear them on Care. You'll find Park traveling to Dubuque, and they will be at the Kiel Center in Dubuque, Iowa, as it'll be the Pirates and the Pride, Park and Clark. I didn't even want to say that. Those are the early games. The 2 and 4 o'clock games involve the rest of the conferences. It'll be Evangel in Lamoni at Graceland. The Central Methodist team's going to have its hands full. They'll be at home with Grandview Saturday afternoon. You'll find Missouri Valley going to Culver-Stockton. It will be Mid-America Nazarene at home with that high-scoring William Penn team. And rounding it out, it will be Baker traveling up to Peru State. And then Peru's going to bounce right back Monday and play out of conference. Kind of unusual. And so, that said, they are going to be hosting Briar Cliff. Stick it around here, seeing if, because I know Coach, I'm always torn. I always want to give Coach an ample opportunity to come up if he, you know, can get it worked into his schedule. I know also with his team, he's got some things I'm sure he would like to discuss with them and, you know, talk about. He's going to, I see now coming from the locker room, so we'll have him meander up this way. And there we go, Coach. Welcome. And boy, that was a tough game against a quality opponent. Everybody we talk about, though, great opponents, all these teams coming in, all so very, very good. And I was proud of the guys, the way they battled in the course of this one.
You're very politically correct, Tom.
Really?
If I was going to describe that, I'd say we just got whooped. Yeah, I mean, that is a good team. I mean, there's a lot of teams right now that are just stacked up, and we're just not very good right now. I'm comfortable saying that. We're just not very good offensively. We can guard, I mean, but you can only put so much pressure on your defense. You know, I mean, we don't have anybody stepping up to score. We're playing with a few injuries, and we have guys that don't have injuries that are not stepping up. And if they don't, this outcome is going to continue. And I don't fault them. I mean, I'm not mad at them necessarily. I mean, you know, like if you don't have the confidence to go do something, we're going to find we're going to get the next guy in there. I'll be honest with you. I mean, we're going to find some guys that'll put the ball in the hole or at least attempt to. But we're guarding really hard. But when you have 20 turnovers, you just can't, in a game that was in the, you know, essentially in the 60s pretty much, it was a race to like, I thought at one point it was a race to 65 to see who was going to win the game. You can't turn the ball over 20 times and you can't expect your defense to hold up. So, no excuses. But, you know, we have one guy on our team who took 14 shots and the next guy took half that at 7. And you can't win that way this time of year. We need guys to be way more confident and to do some things offensively. We're in our own heads right now, so I got to solve that problem.
It's always good to see a guy that does break out a little bit. And Matt Austin had a couple of tough games. I think he was battling back from some getting banged up a little bit, but it was really great to see him come out and shoot the ball really well tonight.
I mean, we need him. You know, I mean, we need him. You know, in this little streak we're on right now, he was one of the guys that wasn't scoring. He was still taking shots though, that's what a scorer does. You know, I mean, he was still getting 10, 12 up prior to the injury and wasn't making any, but then you come out and all of a sudden you go 8 for 14, you know, because you put the work in. Matt's in here every day, working his tail off and getting shots up. And it's just a grind this time of year. And when you get into a little bit of a funk, it's easy to, you know, start thinking the wrong things. But, I mean, this group, like I just told them in the locker room, like, you know, they've been there, done that. I mean, you know, like we have had a lot of success with this group of guys, and we got to be a little bit tougher. We got to have a little bit more grit. I don't like it when guys miss shots and everybody in the gym knows it. I think that's soft, you know. And we've got a few guys like that right now when they miss a shot, you know, and all of a sudden they're clenching fists or making a face. And to me, that's not tough at all. I mean, you know, their girlfriend doesn't care that they missed. Their mom doesn't care that they missed, you know. So why do they care that they missed? You know, if it's a good shot, we got to take them. And if don't go in, they don't go in. But you start playing those kind of head games with yourself, and all of a sudden this game gets a lot harder. So, you know, but I also told them in their time, like, I mean, I believe in every one of them. I'm going to go to work. I mean, we're going to get on the bus tomorrow at noon and drive all the way to Mount Mercy and get ready to win a game on Saturday afternoon. Like, what do? All you can do right now is flush it. You know, we don't have enough time to really study too much. So, not faulting the effort, but we're in a funk. We got to find a way to score, Tom.
What?
You got any solutions? I'll take them.
I'm going to work on that tonight. But in the meantime, yeah, you got no time really to like even think about it much. I mean, you hop on the bus, you roll up against, and we keep talking about another really good team. And,
yeah.
And these guys, Mount Mercy, they're 15, you know, 16 win team.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, our league. So our league right now is just a bear. We have 13 of the 14 teams in our league are at 100 or less RPI. So that analytic is like how tough of a team you are, you know, and how you've responded. We have 13. No one else in the country has more than I think 10, and that's only one other league. And then everybody else is like 2. You know, so it's just shocking. It's crazy how competitive this league is. And, you know, and I think we're one of those teams. We just haven't been able to find this rhythm. And, you know, the injury, you could tell JP's not, I mean, I don't know what percentage he is of himself, but he's not himself. And that makes a big impact on us. You're asking a good coaching friend of mine made this comment to me the other day and said, when your 6-minute guy has to play 12 minutes, you know that things aren't going great. You know, and that's kind of where, and I believe in all of our guys, but everybody's got a role. And some of these guys, you know, have limited roles and are now being asked to play a lot more and to make a bigger impact on the game. And I think that's kind of where we're at now. You know, long run, is this going to help us down the road? Maybe, you know, get some young guys some really good experience and things like that. But, we're not going anywhere. We're going to battle. We're going to show up on Saturday and, you know, hopefully the rim opens up and hopefully we find a way to help them score. And I will say this, I don't know if you noticed it, but to anybody in the crowd that's listening and anybody that's at home listening, Central Methodist is one heck of a defensive team. You know, I mean, they made it hard on us, and I think we made it very hard on them, but we just wore down with our 20 turnovers. You can't give the ball to the other team 20 times extra and expect something good to happen, but they switched everything. And right now with some of our injuries and we don't have as much explosiveness and we've got guys that we've counted on to make threes, you know, over the years and they're not making them. We really struggle to score against a team that can just flat out be athletic and keep us in front. So I'll give our guys some credit figuring some things out, trying to do that. But man, that was tough. They had good defense tonight by Coach Sherman's team.
Good thing, I mean, for me is what you don't have is a young team. These are not like, you know, a bunch of rookies. These are guys who know how to win, and they're going to figure this out. I mean, they want to win. They know how to win,
oh, yeah.
And they're going to win games. I mean, they are.
That's what we just said. I mean, I walked out of the locker room and said, we're not losers. Like, we win, you know, so, like, we're good. Everybody goes through some rough times, you know. I mean, and it is not fun, and it's challenging, and it tests your character, and it tests your, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. It tests your, like, self-worth as a basketball player when things aren't going good because, you're, you know, everybody loves a winner. And so you gotta really dig in, man. You gotta stick together. We have to support each other and we'll find a way. I mean, I'm not worried. I want to get on a bus and drive 6 hours tomorrow? No, but hey, they're not asking. I don't get to pick that, you know, so we'll get ready to play. And, you know, we've got five games left, man. Go play. You know, it's not like this group doesn't, there's nothing that this group can be thrown to them that they haven't seen before. So we just got to go play.
And get this out of the way now, because then you get in the middle of February, you know, after, what, the 19th, and then you get into the conference tournament and then on into March. So, yeah, get it out of the road today.
Yeah, it ends a little earlier now with the 64-team field. So, yeah, our last regular season game is the 19th. We have five after tonight. So I still think you get on a little run here and you're going to finish. Well, I mean, the way things are bottled up in our league, we're going to finish right where we need to in the mix. And we just got to keep fighting. So we got, you know, thankfully, or the opportunity is in front of us that we're not going to really play. Every team we play from here on out is darn good. And so, you know, I think they think the same thing of us. And one of these nights, we're going to get it uncorked and go play.
Coach, we're looking forward to that happening about Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, 2:00. So tune in. Hopefully we're right. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to get back on the right side.
There you go. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, is. We wrap it up here tonight. Again, tomorrow night, High School Hoops on Care Radio from Morehamount Academy with JCN. Saturday afternoon, Benedictine at Mount Mercy. Hey, we want to thank you all for having joined us. Sure, until we greet you next time. Joseph, back in the Care Sports Studio. Well done, young man. Thank you very, very much. And I, you know what? We had so much fun tonight. Let's do it again tomorrow night. Tom Katz here in the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.